Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. We'll open up the broadcast with breaking news. We have a report from the White House that the United States Embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem on May the 14th of 2018, which is the 70th anniversary of the Jewish State of Israel. That upcoming in a moment, and then we'll go to Ken Timmerman, who's on the catbird seat in Washington. He comes to the table with reports on geopolitical activities that are happening around the world. For example, we'll talk about the Prime Minister of Israel, who said that Israel will attack Iran if need be, and he held up a piece of the downed Iranian drone that was found at the northern border of Israel in Israeli airspace, which recently was shot down by the Israeli Defense Force. Soon after that speech in Munich, Germany, at the security conference, Iran said that if Israel does attack, they will level the city of Tel Aviv. Iran also is poised to replace Islamic State in the Middle East, becoming more of a threat than they even are today. And there's word coming out of Saudi Arabia. They are in the process of trying to put together a nuclear program. Now, these are all issues that need to be dealt with and explained. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment to help us understand all of these issues in light of Bible prophecy. That's right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. I have a book in my bookstore entitled Sound the Trumpets. We look at the four major trends in Bible prophecy, and one of those trends relates to the report we have today. That is the alignment of the nations that will come against the Jewish state of Israel at the beginning of the tribulation period. One-fourth of the entire book deals with that issue. It talks about Iran as a major player in that alignment of nations. And in addition to that, we bring to the table interesting information about all the members of that coalition who will try to destroy the Jewish state. This is a must-read if you want to understand all of the activities unfolding in our Middle East today. Go to my prophecy bookstore. It's on my website, prophecytoday.com. We've got late breaking news as we open the broadcast. Here is the information we have received as of early Friday morning at the State Department in Foggy Bottom in Washington. The Secretary of State, Tillerson, announced that they will move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem on May 14 and 15 during the time of the 70th birthday celebration for the Jewish State of Israel. I've got to tell you, I had a gut feeling that was going to be the case. Remember, Vice President Mike Pence was in Jerusalem. He said it would be in 2019, but this 70th anniversary event happening in May there in Jerusalem will see not only the celebration of the 70th birthday for the Jewish state, but in addition to that, they're going to see the U.S. Embassy moving from Tel Aviv into Jerusalem. We'll have more on that after my conversation with Ken Timmerman a bit later in the broadcast. So keep the dial set from Oklahoma City, where it's been raining and freezing rain and snow and everything else for the last couple of days. We go to Ken Timmerman. We have, Ken, a lot of things to discover on the agenda. And one of them is that the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, now this is not a Middle East news update that David Dolan will give us, but no, this is finding out from you what did take place there at the Munich Security Conference in Munich, Germany, when the Prime Minister of Israel stood up with a piece of that drone from the Iranians who had sent this drone actually into Israeli airspace. And so Netanyahu challenged the foreign minister of Iran there at the conference in Munich, said, "Do you recognize this? You ought to. It's yours. And we're going to come after you if you don't quit messing around." Boy, that's a pretty big threat for the little nation of Israel, is it not?
Well, and it was pretty graphic as well. Prime Minister Netanyahu has done this repeatedly, holding up props at the United Nations and other places, and it's been very effective. I mean, in this particular case, as you say, he held up a piece of the drone, a piece of the fuselage from this drone, blackened from the fire as it came down, and he looked directly at the Iranian foreign minister who was there and said, "You recognize this, as you mentioned," and the Iranian foreign minister, of course, didn't respond. But Netanyahu was making the point that Iran has become a threat not just to Israel, but to all the nations in the region and even to the Europeans. And it was time to rein them in. They were taking over Syria. They're creating bases now in Syria, even on the Mediterranean in the sea, from which they could expand, obviously, up into Europe very easily because there's a short hop across the Mediterranean to get to Europe. And he said Iran is changing the ground rules, and as ISIS gets pushed back, Iran moves in. Of course, that's factually true. Iran is moving into all of those areas in Iraq and Syria that have been cleared of ISIS fighters, and they are moving right to the Israeli border. So Netanyahu basically issued a warning to Iran, be very, very careful. There are real red lines here, and you have crossed them. You had better move back. And that was a pretty stark warning at Munich, and it was taken very seriously in Tehran.
Well, and soon after the Netanyahu speech there at the security conference in Munich, Iran went tit for tat. An official from Iran said, if Israel attacks us, we will level the city of Tel Aviv. I mean, Iran's not going to back off either at this time, are they?
Well, they're not, but this was a very significant statement. It was by Mohsen Rezaei, the former head of the Revolutionary Guards Corps, the Pashtun, right? And he was speaking in Tehran. He still holds a senior government position in what they call the Expediency Council. But Rezaei knows exactly what he's talking about. This was not an idle threat. It was not even a veiled threat. It was an open nuclear threat to Israel. We will wipe Tel Aviv off the map if you dare to attack Iran. Now, Rezaei knows, the reason I can tell you he knows exactly what he was talking about is because he was in charge of the nuclear weapons program in the 1990s. I got to know about Rezaei through his son, Ahmad, who defected to the United States in 1999 and, in fact, stayed with me for about 6 months and learned English in our basement watching Jackie Chan movies. And Ahmad told me many, many stories about his father, but one very significant one in this context. He went with his father in 1993 on a trip to North Korea and to China. And while he was in North Korea, talking to the North Koreans about a new missile that they were building together, a joint project, which later on became known as the Shahab 3, the one that was designed to attack Israel, to carry a nuclear weapon against Israel, he also talked to the North Korean leader about nuclear warheads that the Iranians had managed to purchase on the black market, disassembled in the former Soviet republics, the stands, right, Kazakhstan and Tajikistan. And they were missing some parts. And he asked the North Koreans for help in putting those back together. And the North Koreans said, yes, we have exactly what you need. So already then, they knew they had a modest nuclear capability. It was not a deterrent. Today, Iran, I believe, has a nuclear deterrent capability. They probably have a number of weapons ready to go whenever they would need them. So Mohsen Rezaei was threatening Israel with nuclear destruction in the event that Israel decided to take action against Iran, as Netanyahu was saying they might have to do.
Ken, last week you talked about the Ottoman Empire and how powerful it was in the past. And in fact, the leader of Turkey, President Tayyip Erdogan, is wanting to revive the Ottoman Empire. Now he comes out this week and vows that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to move to recapture all the land that was once held by the Ottoman Empire. He means business, doesn't he?
It's really extraordinary, Jimmy, to hear what Erdogan says. And I'm going to cite that in just a second. But hear what he says, and then to hear the overwhelming silence from his neighbors and his neighbors who lead the very country that he's telling people he's going to invade and reconquer. So here's what he said last week. He said, those who think, this is a quote from Erdogan, those who think that we have erased from our hearts the lands from which we withdrew in tears 100 years ago are wrong. We say at every opportunity, Erdogan went on, we have that Syria, Iraq, and other places on the map of our heart are no different from our own homeland. We are struggling so that a foreign flag will not be waved anywhere where the Islamic call to prayer is recited. So he's basically telling Syria and Iraq, which were part of the Ottoman Empire, we're going to reconquer you. And the Iraqi and Syrian leaders are saying nothing.
You know, it's interesting that he is moving that direction, and the entire Middle East is right on the verge of a major war. It looks like they're fighting each other. I've read the last chapter in God's Word. They'll come together to go against their main enemy and the enemy of all of them, which is the State of Israel. But Saudi Arabia, now, they're putting out the word. They are in pursuit of a nuclear program, which is actually the first step to developing a nuclear weapon of mass destruction, is it not?
Well, it certainly could be. Now, the Saudis are saying they're in negotiations, actually, with South Korea to build two nuclear power plants, and they're saying they want to build, I think, something like 10 altogether over the next 10 or 15 years so they can basically reserve their oil for export sales and hard currency income. Now, the Saudis will undoubtedly sign the additional protocol with the International Atomic Energy Agency, which means that they will be subject to inspections by international inspectors. They'll have to keep track of all the nuclear material that they import. But that doesn't mean, as you say, that they cannot divert material or conduct parallel research into nuclear weapons capability. Everybody assumes that's what the Saudis mean, but it's not necessarily the case. Not yet. We have to wait until they get further along this program. This is just the opening move in a long chess match.
And indeed, if they become nuclear powered, that could mean a nuclear race in the Middle East is going to be at the top of the agenda for every one of these Middle Eastern nations, which does not bode well. Oh, well, actually, it fits right into the end time scenario of God's Word, doesn't it?
Well, that's right, Jimmy, and it won't be the first time. Remember that Saddam Hussein was in an arms race, a nuclear arms race, both with Israel in the early 1980s and with the Iranians. So this is not the first time there's been a nuclear arms race. In the earlier cases, Saddam was disarmed by an international coalition that wiped out his weapons capability in the early 1990s and again after the 2003 war. The Iranians, however, were left to keep their nuclear weapons programs and their capabilities. And so they are now currently in a kind of nuclear standoff with Israel.
And it's because of the geopolitical activities that we have just covered in our conversation with Ken Timmerman that we bring him back to this broadcast table so often to be able to give us the great insight we need to understand how these events are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken, thank you so very much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Always my pleasure, Jimmy. God bless.
Very interesting report. After I made the announcement that Donald Trump has announced the U.S. Embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem on May the 14th, which is actually the day that marks the 70th birthday, the Independence Day for the Jewish State of Israel, and that is a very important issue in the world today. Donald Trump moving ahead to make that happen. And that, of course, coincides with his declaration that Jerusalem is the political capital of the Jewish people. You know, it's very interesting to be able to focus on what we did for the rest of the time I had with Ken Timmerman. It was a focus on Iran, a major threat in the Middle East today, and it's only going to be more so as we move into the time of the prophetic scenario that is foretold in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. Especially as it relates to Israel with the Iranians, that's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. Iran is set to fulfill that prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to join us again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.